أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Respected listeners, we come to our segment and that is Surah Sajda. And today, inshallah, we will be touching on the verses of the Quran Sharif. And these verses we're going to look at is verse number 13, Surah Sajda, as you know, chapter number 32. As well, we are going to look at verse number 14. Allah Azza wa Jal says in this verse, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَآتَيْنَا كُلَّ نَفْسٍ هُدَاهَا وَلَكِنْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ مِنِّي لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. If we so willed, we would have granted every soul its guidance. وَلَوْ شِئْنَا, if we so willed, لَآتَيْنَا كُلَّ نَفْسٍ, we would have given every soul هُدَاهَا its guidance, وَلَكِنْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلِ, however, the decree has issued from Allah Azza wa Jal, from me. However, the decree, meaning this, where every single person, every soul, being granted its guidance, causing all to be mu'mineen, believers, this was not done so, because walakin haqqal qawlu minni, the decree has been issued from me that la amla anna jahannama min al jinnati wan nasi ajma'in, that I will surely, Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, that I will surely fill Jahannam with a collection of man and jinn. There, so when we look at this, there will therefore be some humans and jinn who would not accept Iman and end up in Jahannam. So often we tend to say, but this, but that, you always just speaking on this issue. Here Allah Azza wa Jal himself is saying that he has taken it upon himself and he has made the decree and it has been issued from Allah Azza wa Jal that he will surely, لَأَمْلَأَنَّ, that surely, definitely, he will fill Jahannam and with a collection of man and jinn. So you know the balance of the Quran Sharif. So here Allah Azza wa Jal speaks of Jahannam and how he is going to fill it up. But if you see later onwards, and as soon as you come to the qualities of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the qualities of the believers, then you will see that is from verse number 15, where Allah Azza wa Jal speaks on all these qualities, and their result, their end is Jannah. And there Allah Azza wa Jal says in verse number 17, what a beautiful verse, but let's not give it away from now. We will still come to that now, but remember, these are the qualities. And if you've just seen, gradually Allah Azza wa Jal has presented to you, if you've seen verse number 7, that Allah Azza wa Jal says that how he has created insan from teen, and that is from sand. Then Allah Azza wa Jal has made man's progeny continue, and that is from such a product of lowly water. Then Allah Azza wa Jal mentions how the spirit was blown in, and thereafter the development of the hearing, eyes and hearts, little of you show gratitude. Then Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the statement of these people who say that they reject the meeting of with Allah Azza wa Jal, and the excuse, the proof that they presented was that they said that after their bodies decompose, are we going to be brought back to life? This was the question that they asked. Allah Azza wa Jal gave the response and said, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. Say, قُلْ, say, in response to them, يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ, that the angel of death, will, that is appointed, who is appointed over you, will mercilessly claim your souls, and then after which you will be returned to Allah Azza wa Jal. Thumma ila rabbikum turja'un, after which you will be returned to your sustainer. Then it is said, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. If only they could see, وَلَوْ تَرَى, if they only could see the mujrimeen, if they could only see the scene when the criminals, the mujrimeen, will bow their heads before their sustainer, and they will say, رَبَّنَا Absarna. Now they went to, all of a sudden, remember Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned how he had developed your vision, and now they didn't use that vision, they did not use that vision for the right purpose, to recognize Allah Azza wa Jal, which was the very same reason that they were created. So they chose to use this vision for that, and that was to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. So now that they, when they see Jahannam, and when they see that this year is a reality, then the day of Qiyamah, they will say, Rabbana Absarna. They will say, oh, our sustainer, we have seen, wasami'na, and we have heard. Now they will want to come back. Farji'na, send us back. Farji'na. Why? Na'mal saliha, so we will do good pious deeds. Inna muqinoon, now we are certainly convinced about everything that the Anbiya alayhimus salam told us. Of course, this plea will be rejected, because now is not the time. You had the time, you had the opportunity, you had the breath, you had the health, you had the faculty of seeing, hearing, all of this. Now when it is too late, you want to utilize the time and say, no, let's send me back. No, it doesn't work like this. The imtihan is now, O believers as well. You should take lesson from this. And why should you be in the state of despondency, or rather in the state of obliviousness? You should be totally awake and totally understanding that if we are not going to utilize this every second that we have, then guess what? We are just going to fail and fail and fail. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the next verse, فَذُوقُوا بِمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. Too late now. You want to be sent back? So if, remember in verse 13, which we did earlier, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا, if we so willed, لَآتَيْنَا كُلَّ نَفْسٍ هُدَاهَا, we surely would have granted every soul its guidance. وَلَكِنْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ مِنِّي, but Allah Azza wa Jal says, however, the decree has issued from me, لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ, that I will surely fill Jahannam with a collection of man and jinn. So now they wished for all of this. Allah Azza wa Jal responds to this, that look, you, there is no time now, and if Allah Azza wa Jal wished, then he would have caused each one of you to believe. But that goes against the hikmah of Allah Azza wa Jal and his pure wisdom. So the test of iman, are you going to bring iman? Remember in the verse that is in chapter number 16, Surah An-Nahl, verse number 72, Allah Azza wa Jal says, أَفَبِالْبَاطِلِ يُؤْمِنُونَ وَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ هُمْ يَكْفُرُونَ. Is it with the batil that they believe in, and when it comes to the ni'mat, the bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal, hum yakfurun, they reject it openly. So what is the reality here, and how then do we come about and say that no, we are going to draw this beautiful reconciliation, that no, I'm a believer, so you're a believer. But are you still going to want to wait till that moment? Remember, your quality that identifies you as a believer is الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, you believe in the unseen. These people have lost. And if you can see, where is our hearts closer towards? Is it closer to Iman, belief in the unseen? We haven't seen Jahannam, we haven't seen Jannah. But without seeing, and this will then, you could just do a self-evaluation as we are speaking right now. That as you could, as we're speaking, you could say that, okay, as my Iman on that level where I have that certainty, that, and how does this all play out? How does this prove itself? It is my efforts towards that last breath, my efforts towards barzakh, my efforts towards akhirah. So in all of this year, when I see my actions, is it in line with that? If it is not, then I'm on the wrong path. And my Iman is only deteriorating. So Ya Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in this verse, فَذُوقُوا بِمَا نَسِيتُمْ. So taste. فَذُوقُوا, so taste. Because remember, the plea of the kuffar was rejected, and now they will be subjected to a punishment, and they will be told, فَذُوقُوا بِمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. So taste the punishment because you forgot this day. You forgot this day. لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. Remember that verse where they said that, وَقَالُوا أَيْذَا ضَلَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَإِنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. And they presented that excuse, that was verse number 10, in this very same surah, Surah Sajda, and they then raised this question and said that after we were, our bones, bodies are all decompose, we are lost in the ground, are we then going to be given a new creation? Will we be created again? Allah Azza wa Jal says, no, that's not the real cause of what he's speaking now. The inner recesses of your heart is actually nifaq, and that is that you are rejecting the meeting with Allah. And these are just your feeble excuses. So now Allah Azza wa Jal in this verse 14 is saying, فَذُوقُوا بِمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. So taste, because remember, you forgot this day, we have forgotten you as well. لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. You forgot this meeting. You forgot this day that was going to meet you. But you said, no, it's not going to happen. And you raised all these futile, feeble excuses and questions about Allah's subhanahu wa ta'ala system. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, to stem down His authority and to stem down and make these criminals feel like they are the ways they're supposed to be feeling, that is utter criminals, Allah Azza wa Jal says, Inna nasinakum, that taste the eternal, Inna nasinakum, we have forgotten you as well. Wadhuqu, then Allah Azza wa Jal says, taste, wadhuqu. So wadhuqu is repeated. Fadhuqu deke bima nasitum. So taste what you have forgotten, this day of yours, this meeting of yours, which you have rejected. So you've forgotten it. Now we've forgotten you too. And also on top of that, وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْخُلْدِ, taste the eternal punishment. Why? بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, taste the eternal punishment because of the evil actions that you actually carried out. So in the next verse, when we move to verse number 15, remember there is a sajda in that verse. So remember, when we do it in this particular segment, that be prepared to make a sajda as well. So this is just a reminder in advance. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept me. And then see how Allah Azza wa Jal now presents the signs of the believers, as well as the qualities of these believers, starting off with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and how they would separate from their beds. It was as if though they were sleeping on the side of their beds. So this is all mentioned. Then Allah Azza wa Jal brings in the scenes of Jannah and the beauty of it in verse 17. So this is all to come. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.